Ah, it's great, all right, to be coming back, you know, and into the fray for the semi-final, you know, and it's great to, you know, it's easy to push yourself on when you're coming into, you know, when you're training for such a big event, like, and it's great, you know, to be coming back in all right now.
And the year overall has been a, suffice to say, a very, very frustrating year for you.
Very frustrating now, like, you know, I was getting over the ankle injury and I was going, you know, I was starting to get into the swing of things again, you know, and then now Jake, you know, and it was very frustrating the second injury now, all right, but, you know, this is the things, you know, I got through long enough without injuries, you know, and it's just the way it goes, you know, you never know when you're playing football.
You came back from the first injury relatively quickly. Did it take a lot of mental strength on your part to come back from the second one now so quickly?
I suppose it did all right now, you know, but as you say yourself, you know, when the Donegal team were doing so well, you know, it was that added incentive to get back, you know, and get yourself fit, and, you know, it's hard to watch games from the sideline, you know, and so that was an added incentive, you know, so it wasn't as hard.
You know. You broke the ankle early on in the early stages of the National League, and you had been going pretty well up to that. I mean, you must have been happy with your own form early in the year.
Aye, definitely now, all right, you know, I was enjoying the football back then, all right, you know what, I think I only played 3 league games or something like, but, you know, it had a long year to go and, you know, you'd never know, but I suppose it's good just to be getting back in again, you know, and good time of the year, as you say.
I suppose, like every other man in the panel, looking forward to a crack at the Dubs?
Oh, looking forward to it, all right, you know, I think there'll be a big buzz there, you know, I'll guaranteed there will be, but, you know, it'll be great to be a part of things, you know, and it'll be great for supporters, everybody travelling, you know, and as you play the Dubs in Croke Park, it's always a big event, so we're all looking forward to it, you know.
You're, I suppose, one of maybe a handful of the under-21s of last year that was involved in an All-Ireland under-21 final against the Dubs and lost that. Is there a lingering sort of maybe inkling to get one over on the Dubs after that one?
There would be, all right. You know, there's still a lot of hurt there from last year, and maybe we feel we didn't do ourselves justice in the final last year, you know, and definitely would like to get one over on them this time around, you know.
And you mentioned the buzz of Croke Park and the Dubs a few minutes ago, but what about the buzz in Donegal at the minute, and indeed the year overall? How have you found it?
It's definitely, like, it's all the talk, you know, and it's really lifted football in the county, and it's great, you know, it's great to see it, you know, football being revived in the county, and it's great being a part of the team, you know, to lift the county like that. So we're all delighted, you know, to be giving the supporters, you know, something to cheer about, you know.
And personally, I suppose, and collectively, what is it like to be here now, realising that you're an hour and 10 minutes away from an All-Ireland final?
I think, you know, we are thinking a bit like that, but, you know, mainly the focus is on the Dublin game and, you know, the work we're putting in, and we're not looking too far ahead yet, you know, it's one game at a time, really, you know, and we're just focusing on, you know, tactics towards that game and how we can, you know, make sure we get to that final and then, you know, maybe enjoy the 3 weeks before the final, you know.